CAFOD is joining forces with Caritas Colombia in their battle against a thriving drug trade that has caused thousands of poor farmers to abandon their lands under guerrilla threats. The Catholic aid agencies are urging world leaders to help them promote and safeguard agricultural development in rural Colombia to give small farmers an alternative to drug crops. The president of Caritas Colombia, Monsignor Hector Fabio Hanayo, says that increasingly the guerrilla groups involved in the nation's 38-year-old civil war are taking over the drugs trade and victimizing farmers.
The guerrilla was a result of a long history of exclusion in our country. But since 2 decades ago, they started to get involved in trafficking. At the very beginning, protecting, giving security to traffickers. And afterward, they get more involved in the whole trafficking chain. But one of the main problems has been how to establish a new situation for the poor peasants in order to give them other alternatives for income generation. Because in the rural areas, the problem sometimes is that the people don't have very good opportunities. And on the other hand, most of the poor peasants engage on coca cultivation and other products, illegal products. They have been in some way victims also of the traffickers. They led them to make the cultivation, and they are not really free. They face big violence around. It's not just a Colombian problem, it's an international problem.